Gather round, children, let me tell you a story. The story of Ruach and his co-workers. No, I meant co-workers, not some kind of adventuring party. They were co-workers. They traveled the deserts in search of a lost caravan, fought off great creatures, made friends with mushroom people, all the while doing what they could to help those around them, those less fortunate, those struggling along the same journey they were on, ultimately coming to bear against a great ice giant and his corporation that, look, you had to be there. How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome to the Daily Nerd Devo. So, that, whatever you want to call that at the intro, was me in a weird and mildly obnoxious voice giving you a brief overview of one of the Dungeons & Dragons games I played in recently. Ruach is my character. He is a shepherd. He's something of a guide. His whole life is guiding people along their journey. His journey is also yours. Whatever journey you're going on, he's going on alongside you. That's his responsibility. That's his job. And this particular journey took place in a desert as they sought out a caravan that had disappeared and ultimately were unable to retrieve it, but tried to do some good along the way. We need, as often as we can, to walk alongside those in our lives. You never really know what's going on in someone's life, because, frankly, for the most part, we're only so open about our struggles, about the things we face, about what's going wrong. And whether those in your life are just being incredibly open with you about what's wrong or not, for the most part, we can pretty normally tell when someone's struggling. And I think part of, if not a lot of, our walk as Christians after we become Christians is about other people. It's about seeing other people come to Christ, helping them, treating them the way we want to be treated. I think as broadly, as Christians, we've not always done a great job of that. But we have an opportunity to quite literally be the hands and feet of God here on earth, to carry out his will and to help others, especially when they can't help themselves. Matthew 25, beginning in verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. The opportunities may seem small. You may not even realize they're happening. But take them when God gives them to you. You never know what they mean to someone else. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast. And come hang out with us over on the Facebook page for the Nerd of God Squad. Live your dreams. Share some memes. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, God made you special. And he loves you very much.